Out front, Kevin Davis. Davis to the foul line. Got it on the baseline. Smothers his shot. A beauty. And Fernie Smothers right of the basket. Puts Lorraine back on top, 15-14.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
And, of course, we're online at WEOL.com. We're on your phone with the WEOL mobile app. And, yes, Mitch Gillum, Jr., we are live on Facebook. Facebook Live tonight. So everybody that wants to see Mitch Gillum, Jr., well, all they got to do is go to Facebook and call up Facebook Live. What do you think of that, man? You're live on video right now.
I'm pretty sure I might be scaring people away.
The numbers are going to drop.
Yeah, that's it, man.
They're going to drop.
The ratings are plummeting.
Well, it's great to have you sitting in for Coach Rossitano. We wished him well. A little under the weather for John, eh?
Yeah, when he doesn't show up to practice, then there's something seriously wrong. So, yeah, he's just not feeling well.
Yeah, there's some sort of flu bug going through that Rossitano family. I was telling you that Matt Rossitano, his nephew, he's been tweeting out and Facebooking out. He's real sick. In fact, he said he's going to listen to me Friday night do the Lorraine High football game. So he doesn't even think he's going to be ready to go by Friday night.
He'll get recovered to go to that game.
Well, and then I lose one listener.
Yeah.
Well, hey, let's talk Lorraine boys basketball. And as Rob and I were talking about at the outset of the show, Mitch, back-to-back Sweet 16 appearances, a 22-win year last year. You've got some terrific talent coming back. Now, a couple of those guys will be playing football on Friday night in Nas Bohannon and, of course, Deshaun Brooks. But just talk about the bar being raised and the expectation level for Lorraine basketball.
Well, each year, you know, we've tried to increase what we're able to do and add another layer to our repertoire, whether defensively or offensively. And, you know, last year we were able to accomplish that. We felt like we were more prepared at the regional level to win. It didn't work out for us because we just had a really poor shooting night. But, you know, again, this year we're adding a little bit more to our repertoire, which will hopefully enable us and give us a better chance to win as we move forward throughout the season, you know, at the regional level or, you know, in our conference, because our conference is very competitive as well.
Is Coach Killian going to join us as well? We're going to go dual here with Coach Matt
that.
Killian from Lorraine, huh? Good
how
to have you on, Matt.
Nice to see you.
So let's get that a little bit closer for you.
All right,
so John's not at practice today. So who really was in charge today at practice for Lorraine?
The players were.
Yeah.
We just rolled the ball out and let them do whatever they wanted to.
Well, I want to continue on. We were talking with Mitch about the bar being raised and high expectations with this basketball team and basketball program. As coaches, how do you approach that? What do you tell the guys, especially early on when things are just getting started?
Well, I think they kind of already know. I mean, they pretty much set it for themselves. I think we're just there to kind of guide them along and making sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. But for the most part, their expectations are as high as anybody's. And, I mean, that's the greatest part about what we're doing as a program is we're setting the bar high and we're doing our best to achieve those goals.
How fun has it been the last couple of years to see the whole community just get involved and love watching you guys and to see – you know, people trying to get in before the games are going to start. The place is sold out. It's the place to be. Doesn't matter who you're playing, what night. And that's got to give extra energy to you and the kids, maybe on nights that you don't even – maybe you're not feeling it, I would think.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, there are some games where you're not coming out as high as energy as you normally would want to. But once we step out to the floor and we see all the fans, it just gives our players a lot of energy. And the fact is – our guys are so incredible and such high quality and high character kids that it's easy to get behind them. I mean, when you come and watch us play, they share the ball, they dive on the floor, they're very coachable. We achieve very well academically in the classroom. So if a community wanted to support a group of guys, these are a group of guys because they're just really top tier kids.
And Mitch, you were telling me before we came out on the air, a coachable group of young men and a very intelligent group of guys. So that ties in with each other because obviously if you got bright young men out there on the basketball floor, coaching is almost easy at that point because they just absorb immediately what you're trying to tell them.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, our players, their character is so high. They're just quality kids. You tell them one time what you want them to do, they try to do it. Now, obviously, you're not going to be able to do it all the time or the first time, but they really are very coachable. They care about each other. They trust us. You know, we show a lot of trust in them, and it's really something special. I mean, it really is. I've been around a long time, and I can think maybe of just three or four teams that I've been around that has this type of camaraderie and faith in one another, and just you know, like when teams say family first, like we really are a family. We don't care who gets the credit or who gets the shot, as long as we get the shot or we get the bucket. It's really something special. I mean, I can't even put it into words.
And last year, I know your JV team had a great record. The freshman team had a great record. How does that help as you get, you know, you obviously graduate kids, these younger kids have to step up, that they've been winning at those younger levels? How much does that help now?
It's kind of funny because at practice today I turned to Coach Killian here and I said, I'm not coming back next year because I'm looking at his JV team. But knowing full well, I say that every year because the JVs just don't look that great at the beginning of the year because our varsity players are so far along. He does a great job. And they'll be ready to just step in next year. We're just like in a turnover process right now. The bar's been set pretty high, and so the guys know what they have to do. He could probably chime in on that even
Matt,
better.
Yeah,
I mean, I would agree. The expectation level for the varsity is and the JV and the freshman are pretty much the same. Our goal is to get to the next level. Coaching the JV, it's my job to make sure that they're prepared to step right in whenever they're called upon. We do the same things. Our JVs go up against the varsity, and I mean, that in and of itself makes us prepared for those, you know, regular season games. The LEL, it's a tough league across the board, and we've been fortunate enough to go against our varsity the past, you know, several years, and it's once we get out on the court and win those actual games. It's not easy, but it's a little bit easier than what we see in practice, for sure.
Matt, I was talking to Mitch earlier, and we were talking about Nas and Deshaun. I mean, they're playing football on Friday night. But talk about some of the other guys that are coming back, and then since you know some of these youngsters that are now stepping into varsity roles, so give our listeners, aside from Nas and Deshaun, who we alluded to earlier, some other names that we're going to hear a lot about as far as Titan basketball are concerned.
We have Grant, who was my point guard last year. He's a sophomore, a phenomenal player, can do everything on the court, very skilled with the ball. He's going to step right in. We have Jaleel Little. Obviously, he's a returning player from the varsity. The younger ones, we have David Wetherington, Davion Dower. Who plays football is going to be on the varsity team for us. We talked about Octavius Wilson, who played JV, but I'm telling you, he's a varsity player last year playing JV. So, and that's kind of what we want to try to establish, is we want to try to get them ready for the varsity level at the JV.
And Mitch, you mentioned Shane Smith. Here's a young man that I know opened John's eyes last year.
I tell you what, you know, we're just a better player, a better team when he's on the floor. He, knock on wood, he doesn't make any mistakes. He's always in the right position offensively, and he is a lockdown defender. I mean, you know, like I said earlier, I've been around for a while. He's one of the best defenders I've ever seen on the ball. When we play other teams, and if another kid is causing us problems, we just put Shane on him, and that problem is pretty much eliminated. I mean, he is a true lockdown defender.
And before we let you guys go, I remember reading the newspaper the next day after your regional semifinal loss last spring. I think it was Nas that said it when he said, our goal right now, is to get by this game next year. I think it was Nas that was quoted as was saying that. I mean, is that what's driving these guys, kind of fueling these guys? Not that 22-game regular season and sectional and district doesn't mean anything. You've got to get through that
right
to get back to that regional. But is that really the driving force? We've got to get at least one step further?
I think we want to get more than one step further, and that we felt like we could have been able to do that last year. And like I said earlier, you know, we just, whatever, we were 2-for-22 from three, and we were a really high percent shooting three-point team last year. We just, some things just didn't go right for us that night as far as knocking down shots. But Yeah, our guys are locked in, and they, I think, have a bigger goal than just getting just past where we got this year. And that's, again, what Coach Killian said earlier. They kind of have set the expectation with the way they've worked in the offseason. I mean, on some occasions, they come in at 6 o'clock in the morning to get into the gym to shoot before school. That's nothing we're asking them to do. Like, they're doing that on their own. And so there's no – it's not a wonder why we're good. Our guys put in the time and effort, and they deserve the successes that they get. But, yeah, I think to a man, we're all thinking that we want to just do the right things this year, and if we progress game by game and practice by practice and just keep getting a little bit better each day, we'll put ourselves in a position where we'll have a very fair chance to, you know, accomplish what these young men want to accomplish, and, you know, very deservedly so.
Very cool. Hey, we appreciate you both stepping in for John. I think you did a great job. If he ever gets that double T, I think the team's in good shape.
Double T.
I'm not sure about that.
That might be my job if I let him get that.
No, I'm teasing. Hey, you guys have given us and all of Lorain County, and as Rob said, your host city, some big thrills the last couple of years. We're looking forward to covering you again this year. Should be a lot of fun covering Titan basketball.
We appreciate it, and on behalf of, like, every sport and every kid in the county, you know, it's a phenomenal job that you guys do covering these young men and women, giving them credit. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate that. All right, go get something to eat. Good to see you guys. Mitch Gillum Jr., Matt Killian joining us from the Lorain High basketball staff as John Rossitano, a little under the weather tonight. So we appreciate Mitch and Matt coming out to spell John here at Wolfies. Well, we are just getting started. It's our WEOL Boys High School basketball preview. If it seems like we were just here, we were. We were here on Monday night for the girls' show, and now tonight the boys' show here at Wolfie's. Stop on by, pay us a visit, enjoy some of the great food here at Wolfie's. You'll hear some outstanding basketball conversation. So that and more on the WEOL Nick Abraham Boys Basketball Preview as we broadcast live. We're on AM 930 WEOL, and Rob, we're online
at WEOL.com.